Budding Business on East Coast FM.
Well, we know it's been tough times for businesses with restrictions and lockdowns and things, and others have seen their whole business model disappear and maybe think about something different and get out there and do it, and they've been successful. We like to give a leg up during this time, and we call it Budding Business. So every week we check in with businesses to see how they're getting on during the pandemic. Let's head to Newtown Mount Kennedy to Anna's Alterations, and Sandra Malis is on the line. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. And Anna's Alterations. You're not Anna. You're Sandra.
I'm not Anna, no. I'm her daughter.
Oh, you're the daughter. So, oh, very good.
Yeah.
Do you do all the work? Do you do all the work?
My mom does most of the work. I'm taking care of customers and reception. And Anna's doing most of the job, sewing job.
Oh, very good. So tell us about the business. How long has it been there? And what alterations literally did you make to the business to cope with the restrictions and lockdowns that we've had?
Yeah. So business is from 2016. My mom started that alone at home as a really small her own business, but when everything exploded and she had many, many customers, she decided to move to shop. And here I'm coming when I'm leaving in Newtown, so it was very handy to get the shop in town and have my mom. So we are here, just two of us, doing all kind of alterations from zips, shortening trousers to wedding dresses and curtains.
So
and
you take you take clothes that probably normally people would say, oh gosh, you know, something wrong with this, I'll throw it out and I'll buy a new one. And you said, hold on a second, it just needs a new zip, or it needs a new patch, or it needs something just to fix it up, and it's almost as new. Is that, that's the idea,
that's
is it?
That's exactly what we do, yes. So many people coming to us saying, oh, I'm not sure if you can do it, but have a look. If not, I will just throw it out. And then really we always trying to find a way to help that poor trousers or top or jacket and give another life, another few years for them.
Yeah, because with certainly the Celtic Tiger years and all that, the whole tendency, consumer society was, you know, slight rip somewhere, dump it. And now you can rescue it and fix it up. And what sort of success have you been having? Have people been coming in and say, I don't believe it. Fantastic, you've restored it.
Yes. So it's very nice. People in Newtown and all over Wicklow that are coming to us, they always say really nice things. And they said, well, if not you, I wouldn't have that. And they have old stuff, like they got it from mom, grandma, and it's very precious for them. So they are happy that we can help and they don't have to get rid of it. And yes, they are saying that we are amazing, which is really nice, because in August will be 2 years since we are in Newtown. Of course, 1 year was taken from us by COVID.
Yes.
But yeah, people welcome us really, really well here.
It sounds great for the climate, and you know, instead of dumping out all these clothes, you revive them and make them as good as new. So,
exactly.
Where'd you get all the skills, and where'd your mum get the skills?
She has probably nearly like 25 or probably even 30 years of experience. She started when she was really young, just when I was born. And she went through all kind of sewing jeans, coats, hats, even, you know, boogies for babies. So she really have it all, and she can basically do everything. It's not I'm you know, trying to make her super amazing, but she really is.
Excellent. Well, long may it continue. It's a great idea of fixing up things that maybe you said, gosh, I won't be able to wear that again, and suddenly it's revived.
There you go, you can, yeah.
Well done to you, Sandra, and you're there with your mum in Newtown, thank Mount Kennedy. You. And I actually heard, because I mentioned it to my wife, that that you were coming on. She says, oh, I've used them. I've gone them, and they made a pair of jeans appear as brand new. So there you go.
Yeah, we know. Thank you very well.
So there you go. I'm glad that she's not out hunting in the other shops anyway, that she's getting old ones repaired, but I'll probably be killed for saying that. But there you go. Well done, Sandra.
Thank you very much.
Regards to your mum, Anna, in Newtown Mount Kennedy, and it's Anna's Alterations. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on.
Good morning to you. Thank you. And another business that we'd like to help out this morning by giving them a mention is called Nibbed Cacao. And Lisa Kleiner is on the line. Hi, Liz. Lisa.
Hi, Declan. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. Do you call it cacao?
Yes, we call it cacao. Nibbed is the name of the business, and we deal with cacao, basically. Yes, indeed.
Right. So tell us more. How long have you been in business and what you do?
Okay, so basically, I suppose, through COVID, a bit of background on me, I'm a chef, and I went back and did a lot of study in my 30s, and I have a master's in nutrition, another one in food safety, and for the last 16 years, I've been working in Bray, managing a catering unit, but also doing consultancy in industry also, and then I suppose last April, my job, unfortunately, was laid off, my full-time catering job. And my consultancy business dried up, so I went back to basics and had a little think, what would I like to do? And I've always wanted and loved chocolate, and I suppose the chocolate we would have worked with as a chef is very different to the cacao that I'm producing now. So I've spent a lot of time researching it and looking into it, and hence from last September, I started the whole journey of the bean and the cacao bean and how to make real chocolate, as I call it, or real cacao. So that's where I am now. We launched in April. My niece came on board, Anna, who's been fantastic with the website, and we're very active on Instagram, and we make beautiful cacao products. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Very good. Yeah, because we've heard another story recently of someone who's in charge of in catering in a multinational company up in Leopardstown, and with COVID, you know, nobody was working from that building anymore. They're all working from home, and hence the in-job catering facility was closed. So they were in that situation. And it's great that people have put these sort of adversities into good use. Tell us what's different about the chocolate. We hear about Belgian chocolate, we hear about Irish specialty chocolate, and we hear about awful American chocolate. What's the difference between all those?
Oh, I wouldn't like, I don't think the Americans would like you saying that, but
it is okay, awful, so though, isn't it?
It's different. So, and you know, there's commercial chocolate out there that's not so hot either, to be honest. But I suppose for me and for Nibbed, it's all about the beans. And with my nutrition background, it was all about the nutritional benefits behind cacao. And I think this is something that's not really talked about enough. So basically, we are bean to bar. And what that means is that we buy the beans in and we roast them, bringing out the actual natural flavors of the beans. And you get that very bitter, very fermented flavor, because beans are actually fermented and then dried out and then sold. And then I separate them, and we make products, diverse products out of them. So the husks are part of our teeth, and the husks of the cacao is very, very high in fiber and in theobromine. And theobromine, as is all of the chocolate or the cacao, is what we call a natural stimulant. But in, I suppose, contrast to caffeine, it's a sustained stimulant. It doesn't work the same way that caffeine does. And that's why people are happy when they drink cacao, for example, because it does give you an awful lot of energy. And the notes of the tones of the chocolate are obviously very, very different to commercial chocolates that would have an awful lot of sugar in it. So, for example, one of the products that we make is a 100% cacao block. And basically what that is, it's untempered cacao that's literally just been roasted and separated, and the nibs have been ground down and made into this liquid. So what happens when you grind cacao nibs, or the kernel of the bean, is that it liquefies. So it releases its fats and it flows. And over time, you remove the volatiles that would be in it and reduce the bitter aspect of it. Because I'm sure if you've ever eaten dark chocolate, it's very, very bitter, you know.
Yes.
And that's what would be in a very natural product like ours. So just to say, really important part of our production was origin of the beans and sustainability. And we have a beautiful organic bean coming from the Dominican Republic with undertones of coffee and fruit flavors. It's very special. It's coming from a social enterprise. We're very conscious about, you know, giving back, I suppose. And the whole business is based about sustainability, even down to our packaging is compostable and recyclable from that matter.
Yeah, very good. It was just pretty interesting. So where do you sell to? You know, what stores? Or is it just online or what?
Okay, so currently we're actually in 14 retailers. We have a lot of different products. So the main products that we have are the 100% cacao block. People wonder what that is. So it's untempered, which means it can have a little white bloom on it. And all that is about fat stabilizing. It's perfect, beautiful. It means it melts quicker. So people are using it for drinks and also for baking. You can grate it into your savory or your sweet dishes. Cacao is beautiful in savory dishes and things like chili and stuff like that. And then we make a nibble. So from the nibs, we make a nibble that we roast that very gently with some maple. And also to say we use very minimal sugar in our processing. We also use very little, with no sugar in our teas. So we have two teas, orange and our coconut.
You seem to have a huge range, Lisa. So it's nibbed.ie, is it? Nibbed.ie?
Yeah, so we're nibbed.ie. Our email is hello@nibbed.ie. .com and we're on Instagram at nibbed_cacao, and we'd love some independent retailers to come on board. We are in Nature's Gold, we're in Delgany Stores, and we're in Sakul 28 in the Wicklow area. So if anybody else, and we're also available online if anybody wants
Excellent.
To go in.
Okay,
and
one last question for you, Lisa. Yeah. Is it an aphrodisiac?
Chocolate? Well, I'd have to agree with you there, Declan.
It is. Okay, a positive answer. All right, Lisa Kleiner, thanks very much indeed. Good morning to you.
Okay. Thank you so
Look
much.
Look after yourself. Thank you. And best of luck with the business. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it's nibbed cacao anyway, Lisa Kleiner there, so available online as well if you want to have a look. That's a couple of shout-outs to businesses in this difficult time who are out there working very hard and making, you know, a success of it as well. So well done to Lisa and well done to Sandra and Anna. It's the Morning Show at East Coast.